all your favorite hits
on your favorite network.
This is Holy Culture Radio.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
what in the ham sandwich?
We sorry in advance, yo. Let y'all know. Don't take it personal. It's just business.
This is what I want to say to them. Yeah. They gave me a new era tight fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the huck a buck. But it looked more like a Poland lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
And we praying for you, B.
We praying for you.
But you dead wrong, man.
You dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich?
Yeah.
Yo.
Welcome to the Ham Sandwich Show.
We back.
Ooh, it's Sean Slaughter on the set.
That beat is hot.
You gonna say something, Cook?
Oh.
What's wrong with you, son?
I thought you gonna rap, son.
What's wrong?
It's your boy, Shake Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy. You heard me? I thought you gonna rap,
and I
son.
I am True Asia.
You're over there lunching. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the Ham Sandwich Show. Sean Slaughter, True, and Cook Dog. We keep it hot, just like a log in the winter. Spark the fire, tell the choir. Praise Messiah, Jesus Christ, he is higher. Cut it back on and cut it back off. You know how we do it, cause we never coming soft. You acting like you wanna come through and chill. Please, you're like a Buffalo Bill, because you're always losing. Sean, I'm just choosing. You know my rhymes be bruising. I'm cruising like Tom. Yes, the Ham Sandwich Show, when we drop a bomb. I know you call me Saddam, but I'm not Osama. Yes, I'll be doing a Ham Sandwich Show, riding on a llama. I don't take no pauses like a comma. Tell your cousin, nephew, and your mama. Yeah.
You finished.
Yeah. Go ahead, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yo.
Yo. You know what I'm saying? Don't want to hear
what
that anyway.
What you gotta do? Stop it, yo. Can I get my right arm on set?
Go ahead, yo.
Can
ahead.
I get it out? Let it go. Hey, what you gonna do when I knock you out? What you gonna do when I smack you out? You need to get your butt in the church, boy. Stop selling them drugs and weeds, girl, boy. But don't you know, your girl's on the corner with your short dresses showing your panties out. But don't you know, there are some diseases out there you need to stop before you peel yourself. But don't you know, it's all good. It's all in the hood. Boom. But don't you know, Jesus love you. Everybody need to come to the cross because he's the one who saved you. Huh. Hey, look at that ab Mac. It's on fire, Jack. But don't you know, it's time to go shopping with that Black Friday. And be poor, boy. But don't you know, everything is Black Friday. Everybody gonna sell. Everybody gonna buy. Even people gonna steal from you. Bush it with your head with a bifold for you. Don't you know, watch your cars. Watch it under your car. Somebody might slip your tires and your drawers. Don't you know, hey, it's about to go down. Ham Sandwich Show on the right golf phone. Wow.
Wow. Somebody might somebody might split your tires and your drawers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lyric from the Cook Dog Freestyle. It's the one that Ham Sandwich
all
Show.
All day.
You know what I'm saying?
It's foolish, yo.
This is what we do.
Act foolish.
The foolish freestyle. And that beat is freaking
ridiculous. Redonkulous.
That joint is redonkulous, yo. You know what I'm saying? That joint is stupendous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That joint is a shabloinky. You know what I mean? That's Trey Nine from his song called The Suburbs. You know what I'm saying? Where they talking about how they made it big and they living in the suburbs and stuff. It's a funny song. Real funny song.
Drop the chain.
You know what I'm saying? But let's take a call.
Can
we take a call?
Let's take a call.
You know what I'm saying?
Take a call.
Go ahead and take a call. You know what I'm saying? It's actually about a show that we just did. Check it out.
Yo, Sean, what's going on, man? This is Sean. Hey, man, I appreciate the Ham Network, and I wish I could use some of the jargon, the Nathaniel Joblansky. I'm a little older, so it don't sound good coming out of my mouth. But it's cool. I really enjoy your show. Hey, listen, all right, so you guys brought it up. Look, it sounded like last interview y'all had with that dude that talked about fashion. You know, sound like he plays tambourine. So I think that it's going to beg the question. You know, we don't say who goes to heaven, who goes to hell. We don't say that. But there is a debate within the homosexual community. Can you be homosexual and say, or I guess what I'm saying is, I know people who say that I'm attracted to opposite sex, but I am, what do they say? They say like they're celibate. So they're celibate. They're just attracted to the opposite sex, but they're still like a eunuch, right? So they're saved, flamboyant and all that, but they're saying because we are not practicing homosexuality, then we're just as saved as you. You know, being heterosexual dude. Or, you know, the other side of the house, people that are practicing and said, you know, don't talk me to death. I'm just as saved as the next dude that's banging everybody in the front pew. You know what I mean? So, hey, listen, the dude sound a little, you know, he sound a little feminine. So, that begs the question on one of your next shows. I mean, I know that's probably real controversial, but that's kind of what y'all do. Hey, appreciate it, man. Hey, listen, I'm a graduate of Christopher Newport University. Shout out to the captain. All right, man. Peace.
Seeing you.
Yeah. Sean, appreciate it, man.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? That's an excellent question. Thank you for keeping it Trillville. Keeping it one honey. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate all that. Cool, what you feel about that, yo? What you feel about that question?
Hey, Sean.
What you feel about that question, yo?
First of all, Sean.
Drop that logic.
Don't be hating on my man, Sean. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You don't know us like that, Sean. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Check this out.
What'd he say? Because I'm tight, Sean.
He say he sound like a tambourine player.
He say he sound a little feminine.
He say he sound a little feminine. Not feminine.
Feminine.
No, he didn't say that. He didn't say feminine. But we going to say, that's going to be a new hand word. He sound a little feminine. That's what he said.
Hey, yo, that's your man, Sean. You going to talk about your man like that.
He sound a little feminine. All right, check this out.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me give it to you, yo. And I appreciate it, Sean.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You kept it real, Sean.
You kept it 100.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what we like.
First of all, let's start with the obvious. Here's the obvious. The obvious is Romans chapter 1 talks about homosexuality explicitly. If you're a person that stabs backs, you know what I'm saying? Pole to pole, fence, you do all that. You know what I'm saying? You sleep with another man.
Short fight.
You sleep with another woman. You know what I'm saying?
Sausage fest.
You know what I'm saying? If you do that, you know what I'm saying? If you do that, Cookie just fell asleep. You know what I'm saying? Cookie was just sleeping. You know what I'm saying? He was galore. If you do that, you know what I'm saying? Then, yeah, you go to hell. You know what I'm saying? That's sin. So that's easy. We can get out the way. This idea of being a homosexual and being celibate. I saw Robbie Zacharias talk about this on YouTube. Just type it up, Robbie Zacharias, and type up homosexuality. And I thought it was beautiful. The first thing, let's start at this. Can somebody have homosexual urges, not practice, and still be saved? Well, let's put it like this. A homosexual urge is a sinful urge, all right? So basically what you're asking is, can someone have sinful urges, not act on those sinful urges, and still be saved? I would say yes. Because every single person has sinful urges, and it's the ones that endure to the end Those that don't act upon the sinful urges, those are the ones that are saved. Now, the ones who have sinful urges and they act upon the sinful urges time and time and time again, you know what I'm saying? Then those are the ones who have fallen short of the glory of God, you know what I'm saying, on a continual basis. I mean, we all have, but those are the ones who are living a, what we call a sinful life, all right? So, back to your question. Can somebody be homosexual, have that homosexual drive, but not being a practicing homosexual, you know what I'm saying, and still be saved? I would say yes. Because it's a sin just like everything else. That's just like asking me, can someone have an anger issue, you know what I'm saying, and not and but don't be flying off the hook on everybody and still be saved? Sure. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has major issues now. You know what I'm saying? And of course, not only physically practicing it, but the Bible also calls mentally practicing it. So you can't mentally practice homosexuality either. You know what I mean? Just like you can't mentally practice, I can't mentally practice having sex with another woman, you know what I'm saying, when I have my wife. You know what I mean? You can't mentally practice you know, walking through the mall, you know what I'm saying, unstripping some girl's apple bottoms off in your mind, having movie flicks.
Right.
You got skin flicks in your mind. The Bible says you've already committed sin. You've already practiced adultery. So in the same way, yes, you can have all kinds of sinful urges, have the power of the Holy Spirit in you, you know, diffusing those urges and live a Christian life. Now, for a homosexual person, unfortunately, you're going to have a hard life, dog.
For sure. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to be a true Christian, you know what I'm saying? Because if I got urges,
right,
I just go home.
That's right. You got urges.
Come on home, bro.
I just go home. You know what I'm saying?
You got urges.
And you got urges.
You about to start praying.
But that's real talk, dog. You know, if you got urges, ain't no pommel and handler.
I ain't
that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Ain't no sock monkey.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't no
Vaseline.
Ain't no cocoa butter.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Ain't no KK.
You know what I mean? Ain't
KK collab.
Just say, ain't none of that.
For sure.
And that's for heterosexual or homosexual.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And so, now, as for my man is saved, dog. You know what I'm saying? And now, here's the other side of it. Here's the other side of it. There are some people that have issues, right? That I'm going to talk about two of them. This is good. There are some people, some men, that are born a little feminine. Right? Now, you might have been raised by a woman your whole life, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, I done met dudes who I was like, yo, this dude gotta be gay. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no doubt about it.
Like, ain't no doubt about it. You know what I'm saying? And just the way that they, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they wasn't like walking like super, like you know what I'm saying, super sweet, but they just had that little, I'm actually thinking about somebody who got a gang of kids. You know what I'm talking about, Cook? You play an instrument? The same one you play. Right? But they not. You know what I'm saying? They, you know what I'm saying? They blaze, have kids, all that. You know what I'm saying? Right? So there's some that are kind of born. They're not born gay. They just not born, you know. I'll put it this way. This whole idea of the rough, tough, rumble man, you know where that came from? You know what I'm saying? Can I keep it Trillville? You know what I'm saying? That came from, everybody knows that black folks were in slavery in America. And that whole American, independent, cowboy, driving an F-150 type roughness, you know what I'm saying? It really came from an Anglo-Saxon perspective, you know what I mean? Because if you think about it, ever since, really, up until maybe the early 1900s, who were writing the textbooks? White males.
Right.
Who held the CEO jobs? White males, you know what I'm saying? Who shot all the you know, TV shows and movies and stuff like that? White males. So all you got was one perspective. You never got a woman's perspective. You never got a black man's perspective. You never got a black woman's perspective. You might, you know, there were so many different people, Latinos' perspective, and every single one of those bring a different sensitivity to the mix.
Right.
And so I think that a lot of times, you know, of course, men are definitely rugged by nature and women are definitely a little bit softer by nature. But because of that perspective, I think that if you have a little bit rougher woman, then she's a butch. And if you got a little bit more, I don't want to call sweet, but a feminine male, you know what I'm saying? Then he's gay. He's a faggot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, but, you know what I mean? I don't buy into that anymore. I used to buy into that. I don't, because I'm saved and I've educated myself, I don't buy into that anymore. So besides those who are born a little bit effeminate, maybe as a male, a little bit rough as a woman, then you have those who've been abused, all right? And there's something about being abused. I don't know what it is, but it makes, you know, it makes people's S's mad crispy. You know what I'm saying? And it makes they movements, you know, a little fluid. You know what I'm saying?
Some people, not all.
Not all people, but true. Once you say that, the majority of people that you've met, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not just talking about a man. I mean, I ain't trying to put his business out there, so I'm not talking about his situation particularly, you know what I'm saying, whether he's born effeminate or whether he's molested. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that everybody that you think is like that either got some kind of issue. But once you say that the majority of people who's kind of a little crispy what they talk, you know what I'm saying, and they might be floating a little bit. Once you say that, if it wasn't for the effeminate thing, really that a lot of them have been molested.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it does something to them.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know what it does to them. You know what I mean? Now there's a very few people that I've met. I've met a whole bunch. But let's say if I met 10 people, I might have only met one guy who was like, I was molested when I was young.
Right.
And he's still a man. Like, he's still, like, roughing. And you'd be like, yeah, you got molested, dog?
Right. You met Braun.
You know what I'm saying? But most of the time, people got history. So, Sean, I appreciate the question. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? You got to realize people got issues, dog. But that's right. A good question. You know what I mean? And I do vouch for Cabana because I know he's safe. You know what I'm saying? That's my homeboy. I know, you know what I'm saying, he ain't running around, you know, doing no homosexual acts and things like that.
He ain't running around shaking no tambourine.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, he's not. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what it is. It's the Ham Sandwich Show. We're Ask Something Cook.
Nah.
We'll be back.
Yeah! There's a couple people wondering, man. Since I done switched the style up, if I'ma be aggressive enough, or I'ma have enough swag. I think our perspective is a little bit loose on what this rap thing is about. So I'ma go ahead and get the ratchet and tighten it up right quick. Holla at me. Now what I look like, can't if anybody feeling me, I'm trying to show you true, like I took you to epiphany. If me killing pride mean I lose half of my fan base, how the old shoe probably wasn't with me in the first place. I'm trying to win a tough race, pursuing God on my face. You worry about what kind of punchlines I'm about to make. Look, I'm not a monkey for your entertainment vibe, puppy. If you looking for something that you can play with, I'm on my grind, trying to showcase the divine brand that the spirit filed for a new one of our minds. So I roll down my windows as I'm bumping that Dizzle, posted with some urban missionaries. What up, B-Chisel? I was shown pride, the enemy of the king. So I asked the Lord to break me like a fight with Jet Li. The title of your favorite rapper, keep it, I don't want it, cause promo isn't promo unless the Lord's being promoted. I'm on a mission trying to show the world the Lord coming back. So I
had to murder swag, had to murder swag.
Yeah, I switched the style up, I know you're not feeling that, but I
had to murder swag, had to murder swag.
You say you're rapping for the streets, but they still thinking you act. So I
had to murder swag, had to murder swag.
The real recognize real, that's why they not feeling that. So we
had to murder swag, had to murder swag.
Ay, now try to tell me that swag ain't pride. It's about making us look better while we put it in our rhymes. And we say that it's for Christ, but that ain't Christ-like, cause he came in the mansion, you bragging about ice. Wait, that's why the Jews didn't accept him as is, cause he came as a servant, they wanted to iron fist. With chariots of fire, but he gave them humility. I think that there's a lesson can be learned here for you and me. We are not to dress him up, but show people he lives. Don't care if you think he cool, God is who he is. Anything else is phony. If he ain't betrayed his soul and he ain't running your life, pimping Jesus, not your homie. So take the gold chains out and put the crown of thorns back. We're bragging about the benefits, tell him that he came back. I mean that. I'm a bleed rat, replace it with the blood of the Christ. He wanna see. I'm on a mission trying to show the world the Lord coming back. So I
had to murder swag, had to murder swag.
Yeah, I switched the style up, I know you're not feeling that, but I
had to murder swag, had to murder swag.
You say you're rapping for the streets, but they still thinking you act. So I
had to murder swag, had to murder swag.
The real recognize real, that's why they not feeling that. So we
had to murder swag, had to murder swag.
Yeah.
Hit my heart, homeboy. I pray the same prayer that people pray for me. That we will all grow and begin to look more like Christ. See, when you look at the Lord God, He came to earth, but yet He sacrificed His rights. He didn't come on a chariot of fire. He didn't come ruling with an iron fist, but He came humble. He said Himself that He came to serve and not be served. So a lot of times, in our zeal and our immaturity, we want to jump out there and say, yo, yo streets, look at us. We got money like you. We ride clean like you. We do this and that like you. But for the believer, what makes us so different is that we look like Jesus and we sacrifice our rights. And the things that we're entitled to, we point them to the glory of the Lord. Like without that, then we start producing idolatry. We start sending messages like, yo, pursue Jesus so you can get money. Pursue Jesus so you can be happy. But that's not what He wants. God wants us to pursue Him for who He is. Like, what if somebody just said, yo, pursue Pro because Pro can rap. Man, I wouldn't want to be your friend because you're not really wanting me. And that's what God wants. He wants our devotion just for who He is, not for His benefits. So for the cast, it's like, Pro switch the style up. I'm not necessarily feeling them right now. Like, I'm sorry, but I gotta grow.
Hey, yeah, yeah, so lovely. Yo, get your juice flowing in the morning.
Rockstar,
shooting three just like a pono.
Bravo.
In the G would make it wanna do a little dance when you can get a chance. Come on. Put the class clothes on. iPod thumping with the Applejack song. This will bring the girls to a smile. Put the singing soul when it sounded wild out. Driving in the car, music mad loud. Don't smoke, don't drink, keep the style so fly. I can break it down and you can fix the frowns. Red light on the track and the crowds say, know how I cruise with the Mountain Dew. In the narrow lane and no sipping on booze. Caffeinated mood, white mocha, no snooze. Get ready to every door and spark a movement. Your teeth, it's a green day when it's time to go. Do sugar, rubber your dots. Ladies got the dance floor held on lock. Chop on this clap with the twist. We got the juice and style that don't lie. It's the new jam, so grooving. Didn't move but be cool, still do you. Dancing in the crowd, music mad loud. Don't smoke, don't drink, keep the style so fly. Step to the right, step to the left. It's a beating anthem from the east to the west. And fellas, yep, V-dubs rock. Got the people saying, DJ, don't stop. Caffeinated moon, laser people, please move. Gotta do it, the flow is fluid to make it wanna move, move.
Apple dapple, apple chest. Apple dapple, apple chest. Apple dapple, apple chest. Apple dapple, apple chest.
Yeah,
feels good.
Yeah. Everybody get happy. All my B-boys,
hey,
all my B-boys,
hey.
Make some noise in the place. All my V-dubs, let's get right in the place.
That's right.
Apple dapple, apple chest. Apple dapple, apple chest. Apple dapple, apple chest. Apple dapple, apple chest.
Here with the flow, if it's no smile, you don't really know. Keeping it nice, iPhones, superstar shining, he's bright with the glow. Step to the right, step to the left. You know how we do it, everybody ain't set. We'll make it hot if you're shugging your nuts. It's a fat track.
Dapple. Apple Jacks. F-A-D-A-C-Y. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Ham Sandwich Show.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Sean Slaughter, Cook Dog, True Asia.
In the building.
On your block.
You know what I'm saying? In your ear.
In your ear.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do flavor in your ear.
You know what I'm saying? A little Craig Mack flavor. Yeah. And,
that's an ugly dude, too. Yeah. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Hey, for y'all. Hey, yo. On my, on the Ham Sandwich, on the Ham Sandwich Show Network, the poll is, who's ugly?
Is there a poll? Is there a poll on there?
Craig Mack or Mutombo?
Or Shabba Ranks?
Oh, my goodness.
Or Reggie Miller? Sam Cassell? Woo! Oh,
he like his face hurt.
Jay-Z, woo!
What's the dude from the NBA? Tyrone?
Tyrone Hill! Woo!
Wait, what's Candace Parker baby father name?
Oh!
Sheldon
Williams!
Sheldon Oh, my Lord. Anyway, don't forget to go to thehamsandwichshow.com. We got a whole bunch of conversations, a whole bunch of articles. Hamsandwichshow.com is popping.
It is popping.
You know what I'm saying? We add a gang of new people every single day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
My people at work up there talking to each other.
For real. I'm telling you, son, the conversations are ridiculous. They crazy. People are giving us great ideas. I mean, we love it when you submit ideas. We love it when you, of course, oh yeah, I forgot to introduce. We have a brand new comic strip.
Right.
On the Ham Sandwich Network. You know what I'm saying? The comic strip is called The Pastor. You know what I'm saying? And like anything the Ham Sandwich Network does, you know what I'm saying? It's edgy. It's real. It's done very professionally. You know what I mean? And you can learn something from it. So every single Tuesday, there'll be a brand new comic strip up there. A brand new pastor comic strip up there. Don't forget to go check that out, man. It's banging. And Anthony, the same cat who did the comic strip, he's the one that also created the Ham Sandwich logo. So, you know what I'm saying? Big shouts out to Anthony. Let's get to the show. Today's show is about, holiday stress. You know what I'm saying? And I know our last show was about, you know, Thanksgiving.
The giving.
You know what I'm saying? And we talked about crazy things in Thanksgiving, and now we're doing another show on holiday. Trust me, we're not trying to bum your holiday out. You know what I'm saying? We got to get this out the way. You know what I'm saying? Because our next couple of shows, you know what I'm saying, leading up to Christmas are going to be some good, fun shows. You know what I'm saying? So we ain't trying to bum your holidays out. Like, try to keep it Trillville. You know what I mean? Like we always do. And there's this term named Black Friday, you know, that just happened.
Right.
Okay? People running through the stores, trampling. Now, they extended Black Friday for an extra day, didn't they? Walmart?
Walmart did.
Yeah.
Walmart extended Black Friday, so they actually opened up Black Friday.
Thanksgiving Day at 5 o'clock, 5 a.m.
Wow. So
nobody won't be dying no more.
So we won't be no more dying?
Yeah.
Getting trampled.
Yeah, but see, for me, if Thanksgiving is about family and about, you know, being with your family and being with one another, but... You know what I'm saying? You're like, all right, call this turkey. Y'all got to go get this flat screen TV.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To me, you're throwing a whole blow to the family.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? Go watch the Sorry Cowboys play. You know what I'm saying?
They show the worstest games on Thanksgiving, yo.
The worst. You know what I'm
saying? Ain't like the NBA on Christmas. NBA, they're playing the best of the best.
You know what I mean? Why are they always showing the Cowboys, dog? I know Cowboys are America's team, but I don't want to watch the Cowboys. Why don't they show different games?
They should put the best teams against each other.
You know what I'm saying?
Dallas playing the side Detroit Lions.
Nobody want to see. And don't the Lions be playing almost every Thanksgiving?
Yes. You
know? They always at Thanksgiving. Them like and every Dallas. Thanksgiving. Them in Dallas.
And the
always.
Vikings.
What they should do is, you know what I'm saying? They should schedule, because I know they got TV contracts and they got stuff written up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They should pull, let's say they plan it out 3 years in advance. Here's a little tip. NFL, if you plan it out 3 years in advance, then the top three teams that are playing right then and there,
top four,
you should schedule them out for the next 4 years.
That's right.
You know
on Thanksgiving.
Because more likely than not, that team within the next 4 years is not going to go from, you know, 14-2 to 0-14 or 3 in the rest.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to have a very exciting Thanksgiving game. You know what I'm saying? And so, anyway, Black Friday. Where did Black Friday come from? True, you got some information over there on Black Friday?
Sure do.
You know what I'm saying? Did you read the information?
Yes, I did.
I sent you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I did.
And
you have here that why it's called Black Friday. You said there's two reasons why it's called Black Friday.
Uh-huh.
One being in 1966, where the Philadelphia Police Department coined it Black Friday because people were out shopping
in the wee hours of the morning.
In the wee hours of the dark blackness on a Friday morning.
Right.
And so the Philadelphia Police Department coined it Black Friday. And then it was another reason where the accountants called it Black Friday because the retailers were going into black because so many people spent so much money.
They went from the red to the black.
Right.
So that was the second reason why they called it Black Friday.
And that's the reason I got when I was in school.
Oh, you did? I never heard that before.
They said Black Friday come from... That most of the retail would be in the red the whole year.
Until Thursday.
Yeah, and then they were going to black.
And so they're going to black. And so, before that, it was called the After Thanksgiving Sale.
Right.
Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in 24. You know what I'm saying? Called the After Thanksgiving Sale. And it was one of the busiest days of the year, as it always is. And during the Great Depression, President Roosevelt changed it. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. That's the history.
They need to call it the Black Funeral.
I'm going to tell you why I call it Black Friday. I know that's the historical. I'm going to tell you why I call it Black Friday.
He's about to give you the modern reason.
Here's a modern reason. Black people.
Watch your mouth.
When you get black people.
You know, Dave Chappelle had that joint. I know black people. You know what I'm saying? He had a contested show called I Know Black People. I want that juice. What is juice?
What is juice?
I want that purple stuff.
I want that purple stuff.
I want some drink.
Hey, look. You know what I'm saying? They're for real. Black Friday is for black people.
Look, cause we know it's everybody.
Yeah, but
we know everybody. It's not just black people.
But the only people fighting.
But who be the ones
fighting?
On wavy tint on security cameras
with scarves on, weed hanging on, looking bad. You know what I'm
fighting.
Fighting.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And not only do it be black people fighting, it be black Christians.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Here's a perfect example of a nasty Christian who just happens to be black, right? This is kind of a side. My dad said he was in the airport, right? And he said people were going to this lady, right, and asking her, like, excuse me, what time does the flight leave? It leaves when I tell you it leaves. You can sit down.
Mm. Oh, who is you talking to?
So another person comes up. I'm sorry. I see the flight's delayed. You know, the flight just landed. Please give them time to get off, and we'll tell you when to board. I mean, and my father was like, yo, he ain't never seen... My father flies all the time. He ain't never seen nobody nasty, right? Like that before. So he goes up to the counter. And the lady goes, ooh, Alvin Slaughter! Ooh, praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Alvin Slaughter, I watch you on TBN all the time! And my father was like, yo, he was so embarrassed. And she's talking about TBN and praise the Lord and hallelujah. That's the same type of people
that be at Walmart.
You know what I'm saying?
Getting it in.
That sometimes be at Walmart.
Moving furniture in Walmart.
You know what I'm saying? They moving furniture. They pushing people. I saw the last weekend. That's my weekend. Call the manager then. Call the manager. You don't want this. You know what
I got favor. Because favor, you know, ain't fair.
And then they walk by. Hey, Deacon Joe.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Deacon Joe. I see you on Sunday service.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? After this got thrown down. You know what I'm saying? Bust them outside the head for a week.
Yes.
For a week game. You know what I'm saying?
A week game that they going in debt buying.
Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? And Black Friday, though, is really the catalyst for the show. Because I believe that Black Friday is the beginning of holiday stress. Especially when it comes to money.
Right.
When it comes to credit cards, when it comes to buying gifts.
People max out.
people don't realize that this is one of the most stressful times of the year for people.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be joyous. So this is where we're going. The Ham Sandwich Show. Sean, Cook, True. We'll be back.
Holy Culture Radio.
It's a lot of talk, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear him talking.
Day 7 Entertainment, we here, baby.
It's your boy.
It's your boy.
How you love that?
Yes, I'm a pretty big deal. Glory to the king, he the reason why I'm ill. Pinky brain bling, yeah, worth about a mil. Don't hate on me, hater, it be that Christ I feel. For real. Yes, I'm a pretty big deal. Glory to the king, he the reason why I'm ill. Pinky ring playing, yeah, worth about a mil. Don't hate on me, hater, yeah. Be that Christ I feel. For real. Glory to the king, he the reason why I'm hot. Yeah, we bout to change the game, I ain't playing no more. Trying to put me in the box, trying to hold a brother down. Cause they heard that Jesus losing and it's about to go down. Cause I flip my flow to the point where they know Jesus Christ is the source of the music. Souls being saved is the reason why I do it. If that ain't your mission, well, you in the way. Command the fig tree to wither away in Jesus' name. Save boys, it's off the chain, you seeing how we do it, man.
Do it, man.
Yes, I'm a pretty big deal. Glory to the king, he the reason why I'm ill. Pinky brain bling, yeah, worth about a mil. Don't hate on me, hater, it be that Christ I feel. For real. Yes, I'm a pretty big deal. Glory to the king, he the reason why I'm ill. Pinky ring bling, yeah, worth about a mil. Don't hate on me, hater, it be that Christ I feel. For real.
They call me Young Holly, yeah, I'm a king's kid. And I stunt like my daddy, I ain't talking no caddy. He came and served, so I serve, I don't need no Denali. But if you're talking money, I can match you a stack. And well for the wicked, we bringing it back. You heard that music, fam, how you feeling about that? We taking over, 09, yeah, that's our year. So you better get ready, man, we coming there.
Yes, I'm a pretty big deal. Glory to the king, he the reason why I'm ill. Pinky brain bling, yeah, worth about a mil. Don't hate on me, hater, it be that Christ I feel. For real. Yes, I'm a pretty big deal. Glory to the king, he the reason why I'm ill. Pinky brain bling, yeah, worth about a mil. Don't hate on me, hater, it be that Christ I feel. For real.
That's it, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy Young Holly, you know what I mean? Shit, man, 09, y'all better get ready. We doing it for crazy, we doing it right, man. You know what I mean? Yes.
situation and some identification. Yes, I was speeding and some of my moves really misleading. This road of life, I'm pushing 85 all of my reasons. I think I'm drunk of early pleasures, yeah, inebriated. But the high just can take these charges and mitigate it. I know it's not a game, and I'm the one to blame. But if it's all the same, you don't have to know my name.
Sean Cook, True. Black, and we're talking about Black Friday. And actually, we're talking about holiday stress and credit card debt. You know what I'm
hey,
saying?
Hey, look.
What up?
You got Black Friday.
Right.
People are maxing out their cards and stuff.
Right.
Right. 1 month later.
Right.
You got tax returns.
And look, you would think that they would take that tax money and pay off their credit card bills?
They gonna buy more stuff. The stores love it. December.
November, January,
and January.
They are bulling.
Bulling. That's a crash.
What's wrong with y'all?
Check this out. Check out the story. There's a story that I read at finearticles.com. LaTonya Pulley. She, they used to shop, they drop. They work extra jobs so they have more money to spend on Christmas, right? She was a speech instructor. She used to spend between $2,000 and $3,000 each Christmas. The whole theme of the holiday is about who's going to buy the most. At the height of her debting, they call it debting, she was making $8.50 an hour and had almost $15,000 in credit card debt, carrying a 22% interest rate.
Oh.
All right, let me break that down. If you got $15,000 in credit card debt, you know what I'm saying? And well, I guess 22% went and hit the whole credit card. Because if you had 22% interest rate on the whole thing, that's $3,000 a month just in interest. But if you spend a $700 bill and you got 22% in interest, that's $140 extra dollars just in interest. You know what I'm saying? Let me give another one. Let me see. The National, another one. Let me give you a little bit of stats. The National Retail Federation predicts shoppers will have spent, and this is for 2004, $219 billion on Christmas alone. A 4.5 increase from 2003.
That's ridiculous.
You know what I'm saying? And the holiday season, listen to this. The holiday season accounts, according to these 2004 stats, the holiday season accounts for nearly one quarter or 22.83% of annual retail sales. Almost one-fourth of all money spent on shopping comes in 1 month.
That's a shame.
Let me say it again.
That's ridiculous.
One-fourth of the year's money. You know what I'm saying? So if you got 10, if let's say the economy makes $10 in 1 year, you know what I'm saying? $3.50 of that comes in 1 month. And the rest of it comes over 11 months.
So everybody getting a piece of the pie.
Basically everybody broke. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Except for the credit card people.
Credit card people is balling.
Making wop.
Walmart and them is balling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They come back and get your furniture.
Target, balling.
Balling.
Tax returns, balling.
Rent-A-Center,
balling.
Jewelry place,
balling. Pawn shop, balling. You know what I'm saying?
Street corners,
balling.
Balling.
Home Depot. Boiling.
Lowe's.
Boiling.
Burlington.
You know what I'm saying? Boiling.
And this is the time of the year the church will get no money.
First Baptist, no money.
But that's okay. But look.
Church
that's,
of Christ,
no dough. No.
But that's all right, because guess what? They're going to get their money at that first fruit.
First fruit.
That's why they don't say nothing.
Look, they don't care about the December.
Y'all going to spend.
They care about that tax money.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't get it twisted.
The regular, this is when the good churches hurt. You know what I'm saying? I love the good churches. But, you know, the good churches, they still saying, hey, You know, we're trying to raise the money and, you know, give your pledge and give your promise gift. You know what I'm saying? And I commend that. That's what should be done. But you ain't getting paid off that.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No.
I'm not saying you shouldn't do this, but I'm just saying you ain't getting paid off that. The ones that get paid, they saying this. Now you know it's January.
Yes.
And the Bible, they're going to go to some random Old Testament scripture. And the Bible says that Jehoshaphat gave a tenth of his wheat.
Uh-huh.
And this is old 10.
You know what I'm saying? And this is old 10.
Yeah.
Which means Jehoshaphat gave a tenth of his wheat, and it's old 10, which means it's a year of the double blessing.
Yeah.
Which means it's old 10, so we got to get it in.
Which means it's 2010.
Yeah. Getting it in.
We got to get it in.
Yeah.
We're going to double up your yen.
Yeah.
Right? And so he beat you in the head and tell you that in January, you're supposed to give a whole month's salary in January. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how they get their money back. That's exactly how they get it back.
That's how they get it back.
And then they stretch it out to April.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they know people file their taxes in April. You know what I'm saying? But it is one of the most stressful times you have. Stress happens. Fatigue happens. Put it this way. What causes this? What causes the holiday blues? What causes holiday stress? Stress. Fatigue. Unrealistic expectations. You know what I'm saying? People, you think people expect something from you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And you want to please people.
Yep.
And so you try to meet their needs. You know what I'm saying? So you might have a sibling. Or, you know what's horrible? When you got a birthday that's close to the holiday, and so like my sister buy me a gift in November, December come, and I'm like, dad, she expecting something.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So I got to come out my pockets for her.
And I don't even have it.
You got over-commercialization, financial stress, the ability to be with, the inability to be with one's friends and family.
Right.
And then you got, of course, you got shopping, you got parties, you got family obligations, you got house guests. House guests can be stressful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tear your house up.
You know what I'm saying? I like hosting parties. I like throwing barbecues and stuff. But I tell you what, I hardly eat. You know what I'm saying? Not saying I'm stressed out. I'm saying there's mad stuff to do.
Right.
Preparing food, all that type of stuff. And so then people, you know, they get headaches.
Yeah.
They drink excessively. They overeat.
Ugh. Fussing in the house.
Stomach about the butt.
Insomnia. You know what I'm saying?
Arguing and fussing.
So look. So it's the holiday. You know, spent $2,000 because, you know, your son wants Jordans. You know what I'm saying? So you bought him $200 pair of Jordans.
Xbox 360.
Four games. You know what I'm
saying?
You bought an easy bake oven. You know what I'm saying? The premium model.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Baby alive.
You done decked the whole kids' room out in Dora. You know what I'm saying? Which costs a $3,000 wrap. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden it comes. You got guests over. So now you got to buy all these steaks. All this chicken, you know what I'm saying? You got a headache.
Eggnog.
And what you do?
Spike that joint.
Take that Jim Beam.
And put it in.
And put it in.
And let it go.
And you're like, you know what? They're going to eat. You know what I'm saying?
They're going to drink their problems away.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a drink. Or maybe not a drinker. Maybe you just, you ever ate, but the food be so good.
Right.
And there's so much food that, like, you just keep eating.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just stuff your face.
Because it so tastes so good.
It's You be like, yo, I had the turkey. I had the ham.
Yeah.
But I have that steak yet, yo.
Yeah. And I got to get it.
I got to get me a piece of steak, yo.
You know Stomach about the bust.
Stomach, you know what I'm saying? You got the You know what I'm saying? You got the bubble guts.
Yeah, bubble guts.
So what you do?
Go to the bathroom. Release, relax, and go eat again.
Release, relax, repeat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all the holidays about, eating.
Release and relaxing and eating.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
People gain about 10 pounds.
All day. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna front. I do it all the time, so I ain't even gonna front you one. It's just too much food, dog. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't stressed out.
Y'all talking about you on a seafood diet. See and eat it. I'm on a diet. Die if you don't get it.
You know what I'm saying? So look, we're going to try to give y'all some tips to get over this stress, get over this credit card debt. Don't spend all your money. We'll be back to Ham Show.
Oh, oh, oh.
CJ, you crazy for this, boy?
I don't know what you was thinking, but I got something in mind for you. Let's go.
We can take you to the home of the candy bag. Four-four champion. With no state tenant and the Texas boys get it, man. I even down to the bottom.
Okay.
The bass ain't dropping. Miami boys got him, man.
305.
It's a hot Atlanta and the Alabama and Louisiana.
All right.
And if it's cloudy, yes, well, this is where the sunshine waits. You sick in the snowman, you want a sunshine treat. Follow the birds down south and get a sunshine taste. And you know how I do it, got my sunshine plate. Fried chicken, macaroni, gain the sunshine weight. Yep. Who would've thought I'd have a second chance to put the mic in my hand and make the young folk dance? Duval, we off the chain like renegades. Yellow coated can of Chevy looking like lemonade. South on the rise, homie, yeah, you been afraid. We ain't worried what the others say anyway, cause we some country folk. Doing the country coast, so do it, shout it, we do the country coast. To the home of the candy paint, 4-4 skipping. With no state tenant and the Texas boys get it, like I even down to the bottom where the bass ain't dropping. Miami boys got them, like
it's live.
It's a hot Atlanta and the Alabama, yes, and Louisiana, but I'm from 904. Home of the country folk.
Here we go.
So do it, shout it, do the country coast.
First of all, you getting with me, yeah, you feeling the song. Homie gon' stomp with me with your ice wax on. Ladies, you got your heels on. Hey, your stilettos,
girl.
Kick them joints off,
girl.
Come on and let go. Cause I'll be about to change the game for you and let the South do its thing for a few.
Yes, sir.
And you can lean with it, rock with it, yeah, that's straight. But I'ma lean on the rock and I'ma stand by faith.
Yep.
Introduce you to some feel good music. Snap your fingers, bob your head, music. So, watch me flip this flow. By the end of the song, you'll go. Florida man, yeah, we get it poppin' like a soda can. Cause we some country folk, doing the country coast. So do it, girl, do the country coast.
Take you to the home of the candy paint. 4-4 sipping. With no state tenant and the Texas boys get it, like I even down to the bottom where the bass ain't dropping. Miami boys got them, like
we are not introduced.
It's a hot Atlanta and the Alabama and Louisiana. I'm from 904, home of the country folk. So do it, show it, do the country coast. Go do it, get a taste of this J-Ville music. Go do it, and if you're hot, take your hand and cool it.
I'm doing it, I love this J-Ville music. I'm doing it, country coast ain't nothing to it.
Take you to the home of the candy paint. 4-4 sipping. With no state tenant and the Texas boys get it, like I even down to the bottom where the bass ain't dropping. Miami boys got them, like
it's a hot Atlanta and the Alabama and Louisiana. But
I'm from 904, home of the country folk. So do it, show it, do the country coast.
See what?
your heart that tells you life is so much more. Just follow the lights, so brighter, the lights on, so brighter. Just follow the lights on, the lights on, so brighter. The lights on, so brighter, the lights on, so brighter. Just follow the lights on, the lights on, so bright for you.
When we see that life is borrowed, dreams are hollow, and our castle crumbles. Turn to the light that will bring salvation, give us revelation and eyes to see. Yeah. I know you search for so long. I know you search for so long
for a place to belong. Yeah.
For a place to belong.
But you can't do it alone.
You can't do it alone. Just follow the light. When you feel like your eyes so wide shut,
every way that you turn,
every way that you turn,
when that smudge in your heart that tells you,
let's tell you,
life is so much more. Just follow the lights on, so brighter, the lights on, so brighter. Just follow the lights on,
the lights on,
so brighter.
Show.
We're back.
Sean Cook and Shrew. And I think I know what time it is.
Yes.
Thunder. Thunder. Jesus.
Thunder. Oh!
Listen, people.
Listen, people.
We're going to give y'all some tips for coping with the holiday stress, depression, overeating, excessive drinking, excessive farting.
Bloating.
Hershey squirts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mud butt.
You know who else make a lot of money?
What?
Toilet tissue and towels.
and salsa.
Soap.
Toilet tissue and baby wipes.
And soap.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, keep them baby wipes in your bathroom, yo.
Yeah. Because it's refreshing.
You know what I'm saying? Keep them, because sometimes that tissue just don't wipe good enough.
No, all the time that tissue don't wipe good enough.
But yeah, that baby wipes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because baby wipes don't rip.
Nah, they don't rip.
They get the aftermath.
And they'll make your butt raw.
Yeah.
You know? That's because they're a little damp. They got a little dampness to them.
They smooth. You know you wet your butt sometimes, and you wipe it too much, and that joint raw?
That's yeah. Gonna be burning.
Your butt be bleeding.
Yep.
A butt bleed.
Butt bleed. You know what I'm saying? Y'all put some ointment on your butt?
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? Some Vaseline.
Neosporin. Vaseline.
Some petroleum jelly.
Y'all put Neosporin on your butt, yo. That's a shame, yo. You know what I'm saying? Here's some tips. All right? Here's one tip. One tip for coping with the holiday stress and depression. You know, Black Friday making you go out and spend all this money. Is make realistic expectations for the holiday season.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, this holiday season, man, all my friends, you know, I'm going to get them some cards. And, you know, I ain't got the dough to buy everybody something. You know what I mean? And the one thing I don't want to do, which somebody did to us one time, did to me, on my birthday, they gave me a card.
For $5.
And put $5.
I'm a grown.
You know what I'm saying? Just give me the card, dog. If you just gave me the card, that'd have been better. But give me the card with $5 in it, it's like, are you serious, dog? I'm supposed to buy a Slim Jim?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just buy a card, buy a nice card, write something nice, you know what I'm saying, for your friends, you know, for family, if you want to do gifts. But matter of fact, I got something I'm going to give y'all that I'm going to be doing with my family, but I'll get to that at the end. But make realistic expectations for yourself. Can you give us a tip, you know what I'm saying, for coping?
Look.
Go ahead,
yo. To relieve some of the stress.
Yes, sir.
Won't you save your money?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Put $5, $10 every time you get paid. So when December come, you at least got half of the money.
Yep.
Christmas savings account.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
There you go.
Let them go.
Or do like my family do.
What?
Buy the gifts in January and hold up Jason to December.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and then they take it back and it costs 99 cents.
All I gotta say is, you know what? That's kind of a good idea. It's kind of a good idea if it's maybe a laptop or if it's something, you know, maybe a camera. That's kind of a good idea.
But some people do it all the time.
If that's like Madden 09 and 010 come out,
nah.
I don't want that.
You can cancel Christmas on that
one. Some people do that, though.
But that's not a bad idea. If you're buying slippers, I mean, there's some stuff that lasts through the whole year.
Right.
Slippers and certain clothes. Now, unless you buy clothing and then they gain like 30 pounds.
Right,
then you show it.
Right.
But then, but you said, but they can't bring it back. So that's only 90. You gonna keep my gift? You know what I'm saying? They gonna shoot me the hot one.
Ain't gonna shoot you the hot one. Somebody from ABCD.
You ain't taking my joint back for
took
the cash.
Took that joint back.
You know what I'm saying?
It was a dress shirt.
I got $1.23 back.
The junk rung up $1.50. Guess what he did?
What?
Took that
he
dollar.
Took the dollar.
No, he did.
He's embarrassing.
True. Give us a tip for the holiday, yo. That's a good tip.
Another tip is don't take on more responsibilities. Responsibilities.
Did I just say that?
No, you didn't.
Oh, no,
you
said okay. All right. my bad, yo.
Somebody got amnesia.
My bad, yo. Go ahead, yo.
Don't take on more responsibilities than you can handle.
Right.
If you know you can't afford the weed, don't sit up there and promise your kids that you can't afford it.
Don't lie to your kids, yo.
Yeah, don't lie. Don't do that.
You know what I'm saying? Don't lie to people. It's talking about, yeah. Hey, yo, give me your address, son. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to send you something big. Don't lie,
and it's April and they still ain't get their gift.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't do that.
Here's another tip. Limit your consumption of alcohol. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're feeling stressed out and depressed, you drink some alcohol, you definitely going to feel stressed out and depressed.
Exactly.
That's right.
And if you're a Christian, you shouldn't be drinking anyway.
Another one.
Go ahead, B.
Be aware of your surroundings when you're buying gifts.
All day.
Take somebody with you, a couple people.
That's true.
You know, you can't rob everybody.
Shop together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody got to identify somebody.
You know what I'm saying? So look. Somebody gonna get clubbed or shot, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody gonna faint.
Right.
But somebody gonna be a witness.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
And that's gonna be the one who run.
Exactly.
That's right.
One.
Somebody,
groups.
Somebody gotta tell a story.
You know what I'm saying? Running groups.
So give me one more, True.
Spend time with supportive and caring people. I think that's important because
that's very true.
Supportive and caring people, they're not gonna push you or stress you out to bottom stuff. You
right.
know what I'm saying? It's not all about the gifts. You know what I'm saying? With them. You know what I'm saying? It's about, let's actually enjoy each other's company instead of going out spending money. It's, you know what I'm saying? You get more out of it.
Right. True that. Real friends and real family ain't gonna put that pressure on
you. That's right.
And they know you can't afford it, so they're not gonna even go there with you. You know, and you feel that. And you feel that you don't have to get them nothing.
That's right. And matter of fact, I think they would be honored that you would even spend the holidays with them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because I'm not spending the holidays with no busters.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
With no money.
Well, not even no money. But I ain't spending the holidays with no groupies.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? Like there's certain people in your life where they, you know, they cool.
Right.
And you talk to them once in a while, but they're just annoying. Right. And I spend the holidays with annoying people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I call them groupies.
Yeah. I don't want to go there. I'm going to go here. Right.
I want to spend a holiday with somebody I can laugh with and have a good time with.
Right.
Laugh at other people.
You know what I'm saying? But I want to give y'all this. This is something that me and my family's doing and I think y'all should do. And this is something that not only are we starting this Christmas, but we're actually going to work on to making it, you know what I'm saying, bigger. Let's just put it that way. You know what I'm saying? So I don't give away the whole thing. I was kind of frustrated because I was like, I know Jesus wasn't born in December, but we celebrate this month as his birthday, and that's fine. And his gift was giving. He gave his life for us. And I always felt it was very selfish for me to get gifts during Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Especially as an adult. As a child, I love the joints, of course. But as an adult, I was like, you know what? It feels very selfish for me to give gifts, especially when I have my kids. You know what I'm saying? I just felt like I'm too old for that. You know what I'm saying? But here's one thing that me and my family are going to begin to do. Because we want to do what Jesus did. And no, we ain't going to give no Christmas seed or nothing like that. We're going to do something real. My kids will probably still get gifts because that's what they like doing. But every Christmas, we're going to adopt a family. And it's going to be a family that's poor, that's broke, but that's appreciative. You know what I'm saying? They can't be nasty. You know what I'm saying? But they got nothing, right? And what we're going to do is that we're going to save up some money and personally, you know, whether it's going to be a family member or a child in the family, we're going to bless that family. You know what I'm saying? If they ain't got clothes, we're going to give them $400 and take them shopping. You know what I'm saying? If they need food, we're going to bless family. I'm going to take my kids. I want my kids to learn the importance of respecting people. We might take them to a soup kitchen. We're going to do something where Christmas is not about us.
Right, yeah.
Now for our birthday, we'll do it big.
Right.
We'll get each other gifts. You know what I'm saying? We'll take each other out to eat. We'll celebrate big. We'll probably do birthdays bigger than usual since we're sacrificing Christmas. You know what I'm saying? But this is something that I'm asking everybody to consider. Your birthdays, do your birthdays big. Your wife's birthday come up, do it big. Your husband's birthday, do it big. Your kid's birthday come up, do it big. But when it comes to Christmas, make it less about you.
Yep.
Don't be selfish. Else. You know what I'm saying? And what you need to do is take that money, look for somebody that don't have nothing, you know what I mean, and bless them. And yep. I guarantee you, you'll have the best Christmas ever.
That's right.
That's the best gift. And then for the rest of the Christmas, you know, spend time with friends, spend time with family. But I'm actually getting together with some dudes this Christmas, you know what I'm saying? And we actually have somebody in mind. We already picked somebody out that we're actually going to be, you know what I'm saying, give them some money. Cause this person has nothing. I've been in their home. The gear they rock, they have nothing. And so we're actually getting money together. And you know what I'm saying? We're probably gonna be giving them at least $400. We're gonna take them to the outlet, and they ain't gonna know. You know what I'm saying? We gonna surprise them. We're gonna get to the outlet, like get to the Polo store. We're gonna hand them a wad of cash, and we're gonna say, we ain't gonna leave till you spend all this money on yourself. Mm. And I can't wait to see that boy's face. That's gonna be a highlight for me for Christmas. And we actually want to make this thing into an event. So I'm working on it right now for next year and the following years. This is something that we all should be doing and focusing on. You know what I'm saying? This will make your holiday
the best holiday.
Stress less.
That's right.
Amen?
That's right. Amen.
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 Amen. Here's the playlist. Mix Set 1. Song 1. Pro. Murder Swag. Song 2. Apple Jacks. Apple Dapple. Mix Set 2, Song 1, Hollywood Holly, Big Deal. Song 2, Simo featuring Sean Slaughter and Jay, Know My Name. Mix Set 3, Song 1, Country Boy, Country Coast. Song 2, JR, Light So Bright. And that's about it.
Nothing else.
That's all we got.
What they said.
You know what I'm saying? HamSandwichShow.com. Also, don't forget to check out... call us, 757-325-9493, 757-325-9493. Thank you for all the newbies that have signed up for the Ham Sandwich Show. We love seeing your comments. We love hearing your responses, whether you agree or disagree. We love intelligent conversation, and that's what I like about the Ham Sandwich Show. I know we act up and we act foolish and stuff like that, but you understand that we do that because we like having fun. We like drawing you in.
Right.
We like laughing. But, of course, you see that, you know, when we really get down to it, you know, we know what we're talking about. I mean, we really, you know what I'm saying, get into the scriptures and we really want to see what God got to say about it. And so keep up the intelligent conversation. Keep being Saint Thanks. You know what I'm saying?
Saint Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? And, hey, it's your boy Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy Saint Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer beast boy.
And I am True Asia, and the quote of the day is, going broke does not make our holidays happy.
Mm.
What would Jesus do?
Mm.
He would bless someone who is in need and not those who already have everything.
Play again.
I said Clay Aikman.
Troy Aikman.
And we appreciate y'all for listening to
What in a Ham Sandwich?
Face.
One.